With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says he's hopeful Russia's war in Ukraine is nearing an endgame as he meets with French President Macron on the third anniversary of the invasion. The president said he believes Russian President Putin would accept European peacekeepers in Ukraine to keep the peace. Mr. Trump also expresses hope the conflict can end within weeks. Foreign leaders in Kyiv to mark the third anniversary of the war.
More than a dozen Western leaders have attended events in Ukraine to mark the third anniversary of the country's war with Russia. Many have pledged more military aid in a conspicuous show of support for Kyiv. It comes as uncertainty deepens over the commitment of U.S. President Donald Trump's administration to help it fend off Russia's invasion.
That's correspondent Lawrence Brooks. Also at SRNnews.com, Clint Hill, the Secret Service agent who leaped onto the back of President John F. Kennedy's limousine after the president was shot, then was forced to retire early because he remained haunted by memories of the assassination, has died. He was 93. On the economic front, pink slips on the menu for a coffee giant.
Starbucks is laying off more than 1,000 corporate workers. Starbucks baristas, roasting, and warehouse staff are not included in the layoffs. New CEO Brian Nichols says the size and structure of the corporate workforce at Starbucks has too many layers and slows communications. Items are being cut from the menu, and Starbucks is experimenting with its ordering algorithms to better handle its mix of mobile, drive-through, and in-store orders. I'm Ed Donahue.
Kentucky Republican Senate candidate Daniel Cameron has lavished praise on President Trump and criticized his mentor, Senator Mitch McConnell. Cameron says McConnell was wrong for opposing a trio of Trump nominations. The Dow up 191 points, the Nasdaq losing 101. This is SRN News. Why do Americans homeschool?
The Pew Research Center has been asking that question, and the answers run the gamut. A lot of moms and dads say they teach their kids at home because they're concerned about the environment at their local school, while others want to direct the moral education of their children. Other parents want to specifically give their youngsters religious instruction, which isn't possible in traditional schools. About 3% of all American kids are homeschooled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit filed by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off for abortions may precede a federal appeals court has ruled. The Eighth Circuit Court's decision reverses the Eastern District's dismissal of the case in June due to lack of standing. Led by Republican state attorneys general in Tennessee and Arkansas, the state sued the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, challenging its rules on how to implement the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. This is SRN News. A Border Patrol agent is laid to rest.
U.S. Border Patrol agent David Milan, whose killing was linked to a transgender vegan cult, was buried on Saturday in Minnesota. The 44-year-old was killed during a traffic stop in Vermont near the Canadian border. He was laid to rest with full military honors at Fort Snelling National Cemetery in Minneapolis. The trans cult, called the Zizians, are believed to be linked to 6 deaths in 3 states. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Authorities in Puerto Rico searching for a U.S. tourist they say got lost in the dense tropical rainforest of El Yunque in the U.S. territory's east. 64-year-old Abdur Rahman was hiking with a group when he became separated from them on Sunday. Crews resumed their search today. El Yunque is a popular tourist spot and the only tropical rainforest overseen by the U.S. Forest Service. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.